Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith, a actress. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Becky. I just had to tell you, I'm driving and I heard your radio commercial, and as soon as I heard your voice start talking, it just made me smile. I just started grinning. Really made me feel good. Thanks for being who you are, Mark. You're the best. Hope I see you soon. Bye-bye.
If only everybody felt like that, I'd be like Richard, beloved by everybody. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, boy, he's older than Sean Connery and much older than Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. Olive Shalom to both of them and to Bill Stoltz, who I didn't mention last week. He was over 90. Sean was 90. Today's guest, 96-year-old Jack Guttentag. He's the mortgage professor. And we've got some great questions about some loans. Should you pay points? What about refinancing? Should you take a 15-year, 30-year, take a 30-year, do extra principal payments? So we've got some questions for him. He'll join us in the second segment. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment, and a lot in the first segment, not only year to date, number of sales, median sales price through November 6, 2020, but also let's take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, see what that looks like. And also inventory. Some people do a stat, and I do it maybe once a year or twice a year, and it's how many months of inventory do we have, where you take the number of sales that you've averaged. Now, the question is, how long do you go back? Well, I've gone back year to date. So, you know, for the first 11 months of the year or 10 months of the year plus. And you divide that, you get the monthly average, 4.33 weeks per month, and you get the monthly average of sale, and you divide the sales into what's on the market right now. And so that will tell you how many months of inventory you have, assuming that no other new listings come on that to increase that number, which actually has been true. It's been fairly steady. Anyway, I'm not that familiar with it, but it's used quite a bit. So I did it starting in 2018. So we're going to do it today. First, overall, also take a look at what's in escrow right now, which I do in the fourth segment. 189 listings are in escrow right now, which 181 are in escrow right now. And that's a very high number. It's a very high number. Go back to week 32, August 7th, which I guess is 8 weeks ago, August, September, October, 12 weeks ago. So it's going back 3 months. We had 214. Norm Crosby. Oh, Rick Rosovich, slider from listening in Sweden. I didn't know that Norm Crosby passed away. He said Norm Crosby, Alex Trebek, and Sean Connery. He put question mark. Norm Crosby, he was a great comedian. And lost my train of thought there. Okay, so today, 181 listings in escrow, which is a very high number. It was 214 listings in escrow back in August. So this time of year, it's generally, I'm looking back to 2009, generally that three-month period, the number of listings in escrow, it goes down. You're getting more into the holiday months. 181 listings in escrow today is a very high number still. And looking back, I don't see anything higher than 181 this time of year. 161 in 2013, 173 in 2011. Oh, I'm sorry, 195. I stand corrected. In August in... oh, no, I'm not correct. I don't stand corrected. These numbers, 195, go back to 3 months ago. And so 3 months ago, we were at 214. So this year, record-breaking number of listings in escrow. Again, we were 20% behind year-to-date in June, the number of sales. And today, we are 13.8, virtually 14% higher in the number of sales year-to-date. So just from June to November 6th, that's like a 34% turnaround, being down 20% and then being up 13.8%. So that dovetails into the year-to-date sales, the number of sales up that high. Okay, let's jump to what if you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch? Well, we still have a 4% increase in the number of sales. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but last year at this time, we had 3.7% higher sales than the previous year. So, and that's including Montecito and Hope Ranch. So before that, there was 8.7% fewer sales. Before that, 6% higher number of sales. Before that, in 2016, it was 4% higher sales, 3.5% higher sales. So 4% higher number of sales, excluding Hope Ranch and Montecito, is a solid, good number. Year-to-date overall, this is again from Carpenter Goleta, median price, $1,579,000, which is just hard to believe. That's 20% higher. Last year's median price of $1,313,000. So what if you take out Hope Ranch and Montecito? Well, it's still $1,003,000. Now, think about this. Last year at this time, including Montecito and Hope Ranch, it was $1,313,000. This year, take them out, it's still $1,003,000. So that's telling. And I'm telling you that right now. Okay, then we can go to inventory. How many months of inventory do we have? Again, assuming that everything stays the same, the number of sales per week stays the same. And I suppose if I did that, oh, another follow-up from Rick. Sorry to interrupt your show. I know you love death, and I killed your thought. You're keeping the market alive, though, with all your stats. Well, I would say that Rick and I are equally morbid in watching the death count of the world around us. So, but yes, it's true. I miss reading the obituaries. My father told this old joke. He gets a call from his old friend. He goes, hey, Murray. Yeah, hey, Murray, did you see my name in the obituary today? And Murray says, where are you calling from? Where was I? Oh, inventory. So you do this stat of how many months of inventory do we have left? So if you do it, even if you don't think it's a great stat, if you do it the same way all the time, at least you can compare it. So I've done it going back to 2011. So that's a lot of years. And I did it around the 45th week of the year, the first week of November. And, it, you know, then you hear different people say, well, a healthy market is you have about 5 months of inventory. Someone will say four, someone will say 6 months of inventory is healthier. You know, you get five or six, you get to more of a buyer's market. You get below four, you get to more of a seller's market. Right now we have 2.13 months worth of inventory. So if nothing new came up and we continued the rate of sales, we would have nothing in 2.13 months. Now, going back to 2011, there's nothing that comes close to that. We were in the three-month range, 3.8 months in 2017, 3.35 months of inventory in 2014 or 15. Oh, we were at 3.13 months in 2013, we had a ton of inventory. 2013, well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. That's not true. But compared to today, it was true. So today, 2.13 months of inventory. Just last year at this time, we had 4.77 months. And the year before that, 4.86 months. Before that, 3.8. Before that, 4.4 months. So we've been more or less in the fours and some in the threes going back to 2014 and 2015. But 2.13 months of worth of inventory has got to be a record low. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. The mortgage professor is in the house, Jack Guttentag. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.